Tonight's lesson is written in part by the third grade, as it turns out, boys' class, as it's all boys. They were given a prompt before class that said, if you could speak to the brethren about anything tonight, what would you say? I thought it was quite sweet, their responses, and so I thought I would read a few. Lawrence said, if I could preach, I would say that God is holy and wonderful and kind, powerful, amazing, and loving. He is our Father, and we love him. Io said that God is powerful. If Io could speak tonight, he wants to tell you that God is majestic, he is awesome, and that we should obey him. Marshall brought up that if he could speak to you tonight, he would talk about his adoration for God, and that adoration means you adore something, that you love something, and that you care for something. And that's what he would impress upon your heart tonight, that we adore our Father. Ola said he would say to you, God, you are holy. God, you are wonderful. God, you made food. You are holy. You are good. You created the world. You are the best. God, you made us. In Jesus' name, amen. He wrote that. In Jesus' name, amen. Abe said, there is a time for everything. In true Haley prose, he's got front and back. There is a time for everything. There is a time to give birth. There is a time to love. There is a time to play. And there is a time for everything. And there is so much I can talk about that. But the point is that we should be patient, for there is a time for everything, and it will come. It will come in God's time, is Abe's lesson. Mark said that he would teach about the gospel of Christ and the word of salvation. Specifically, he would tell you about Jesus Christ, about God's creation, and his word. Max said he would talk about how Jesus did everything for us, how he died on the cross for us, how he never sinned, and he only thought for other people. That's Max's lessons for y'all tonight. And Phoenix said, I would say, God, you are good, you are great. Thank you, for you are holy, and you are kind, and you are loving. I think that's a good lesson for tonight, right? From the minds of 9-year-olds. It's really no surprise that they're fixated and focusing on this aspect of adoration, because John and I have talked a lot about prayers of adoration with the third grade boys, talking to them about how when we go to God in prayer, we say more than just thoughts of supplication and asking for things. But to try to get them to wrap their mind around when you go to God in prayer, you can say a lot of things. And one of those things is how we adore God. And when we brought that up to them, they were kind of like perplexed at this idea. How do you pray that you adore God? And you hear in their prayers them telling you that we adore God for a whole host of reasons. We give praise to a lot of things in this world, a lot of things besides God. We give praise to sports teams or people we back politically or people who do good things at work, we praise them. The third grade boys tonight want you to know that we adore and love God and give him the praise. I want to read a special verse that I think is pretty cool regarding this. It's Ephesians chapter 3, and it starts in verse 20. It says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him, that is God, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. God is wonderful. He is powerful. He is worthy of our praise. And he is able to do far more abundantly beyond what you even ask or even think. And I hope that these third grade boys remember this as they move forward. And I hope you guys remember this midweek as we go on about our business. If you need any prayers or need anything from the congregation, please come as together we stand and sing.